Hello.
Hello, my name is Jasmine, returning your call from customer support. You left your number for us to call you back. How may I help you?
Yeah, you guys took money out of my account without being authorized. I want my money back. Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Can you provide me
You what?
that zip code to pull up your account, ma'am?
Does it collect my account? What are you talking about?
That zip code to pull up your account to better
Oh,
assist
I'm
you with
sorry.
those charges.
61611.
That first and last name?
Huffman, HUFF as in Frank, MAN.
Yes, ma'am. I don't see an account with that name. Can you
I
provide me
didn't
with
set up an account with you guys. That's
if
the
you order?
frick, that's the, huh?
We are a third party customer service center that serves over 100 different companies. If you didn't purchase anything and it took out of your account, we can still pull up that account, ma'am. That's why we ask for zip codes or phone numbers or
But
your
that's
first
what
and
I'm
last
trying to
name.
explain to you. I don't have an account. I don't even know who you people are.
If you
I
don't
don't
have
have
an
an account.
account, I can assist you to get your money back, and you will have to call that bank and dispute that charge.
I have. The bank gave me this number to call you guys.
Yes, ma'am. And since you already disputed it and they gave you this number, that means, however, you do have an account with us. That's the whole point of me asking you for a zip code or your phone number.
Well, fine then. I don't know. They have something on me, obviously.
Can I get that phone number to better assist you, ma'am, so I can get those charges handled? And if you already disputed it with the bank, you will have to call back with that bank or tell that bank to call us for we can get those
Well,
charges.
just look at my, see if there's an account. 309-326-326-0186.
Your first and last name?
Huffman.
Your first name?
Lisa.
Can you verify that shipping address?
63 Icorn, Spring Bay or East Peoria, 61611.
Give me a moment while my system is uploading an account. My
Yeah.
system has been running slow all morning. Please bear with me.
It's fine. I did order something one day, but I didn't did not allow give them permission to just continue taking money out of my freaking account.
Yes,
And
ma'am.
then
Well,
and then and then
go
the thing
ahead.
I ordered, the thing I ordered didn't even come.
Yes, ma'am. Once that account, oh, there it is.
There is an
Okay.
account?
Yes, ma'am. I do see back in, what was the dollar amount of the charge, ma'am?
There was one for like $5.79 or something, and then one for $39.99.
And for the ice maker?
Yeah, and I've never gotten it.
Yes, ma'am. I can get the ice maker charge fully back refunded to you since you've never gotten the item shipped to you. And I can
Yeah,
also.
that's been what, like 8 or 9 weeks or something. Yeah, I look every day. Never been delivered.
That was way in September.
Okay.
Give me one moment while I look up the product for this other company that charged you $39.99, because the company is called HeroBot. And
It's
that
called
was the
what?
comp HeroBot.
Spell it, can you? I can't understand you.
Did the company that charged you $39.99 on November the 16th, it was called HeroBot. Hero is spelled HERO. Bod is spelled BOD.
I've never even heard of that place. Okay.
Give me one moment while I search up the company.
Well, place called Hero Bod.
Yes, ma'am. On your end, you can see the merchant name. On our end, we can see the company name.
Oh, okay, because it says something about budget something on my.
Yes, that's probably their the merchant of that company name.
Okay, well, I don't even know who them people are. I didn't give nobody permission to take nothing out of my damn account.
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to go ahead and get those funds fully refunded to you, and I'll provide you those both those confirmations numbers. Please give me a moment while I handle that account for you, ma'am, and get that canceled out where they won't be able to use your card for any further purchases or to purchase anything.
That's exactly what I was going to ask, if you could do that. I would appreciate it very much.
Now, I do, however, I am on a recorded line, and I noticed that you stated you already disputed the charges with your bank. Have you already talked to your bank about that, ma'am? Because if you have, what I was explaining to you earlier at the beginning of the conversation, if you already disputed these charges with the bank, that's up to the bank.
Well, no, the bank said, because I did order that ice maker.
Mm-hmm.
So that they have nothing to do with that, and she said that she thinks that's the same company type of thing. So I needed to call you guys first and see if I could handle it before they went and canceled my debit card and all that kind of stuff.
Yes, ma'am.
But like I said,
okay.
I don't even know who this whatever bod company is, and the ice maker, it still never came.
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to get that refunded back to you about the ice maker, and I'm also going to get that $39.99 back refunded to you as well. Just give me a moment
Thank
while I notate
so
the account. You're welcome,
Take
ma'am.
Your time. Take your time. She's going to give it all back to me. Wow. Awesome. Nice lady. What? Yeah, I ordered it for the motorhome. Yeah, and it still never came. I look every day.
Multi-talented.
Come to me. I just hope they can refund it. I hope they didn't cancel my freaking debit card. Oh, give me one of them. But Rachel sent me that text, said to call them, they'll give you. She's like, since you never. Huh? What? Well, they got to refund it back to the account that they took it out of.
Yes, ma'am. Even if you cancel that card with your bank, long as you're still banking with that same bank and they issue you a new card, those refunds will still go onto that new card, and you'll also see those refunds onto your account as well with that bank.
Okay, awesome. That's what I was wondering, because that's the first thing that they do if you dispute a charge is
canceling
your debit card.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I
haven't checked in the last couple of days to see if my debit card's active, so.
Yes, ma'am. As long as you're still banking with that same bank, you'll still see those charges reimbursed onto your account. What would have happened if you canceled
that? I appreciate you letting me know that.
You're welcome, ma'am. What would have happened was if you was banking with a different bank and canceled that card, then however.
Oh yeah, that's like common sense there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if you guys actually had the account number or just my debit card. So, yeah, but as long as it'll go through, I appreciate every bit of your time.
You're welcome, ma'am.
Where are you at?
Ma'am?
Huh?
We're in the state of Alabama.
Oh, okay. This makes me happy, too. I can talk to somebody that's American. See, look at this. They're doing, like, stunts. Yeah. 9:45. Yeah.
Hello, ma'am.
Hello.
I do, however, have those confirmation numbers ready for you. Let me know when you're ready for them.
I'm ready for you, honey.
Yes, ma'am. The confirmation number from September the 15th is C as in Charlie, 261.
Mm-hmm.
696.
Uh-huh.
966.
Yep.
The confirmation number for November the 16th is C as in Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
262.
Go ahead.
622-854.
Perfect.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. Those refunds will be refunded back to you within 3 to 5 business days. Considering Saturday and Sunday is not a business day, you should receive those funds back onto that account no later than December 20th on a Tuesday.
Okay, and you did make it to where they couldn't use my card, right?
Yes, ma'am. I blacklisted that card.
You have a wonderful night and a Merry Christmas, honey. Thank you.
You too, ma'am.